Here's some news for the lovelorn. If you use Tinder and see a handsome devil named Sudan, who describes himself as the most eligible bachelor in the world, and he's looking for love, caveat emptor people, you will go on to find out that Sudan likes to eat grass and chill out in the mud. Sudan is a white rhino, and he's been having trouble finding a mate. We called up Richard Vine in Kenya to find out more about Sudan and why he's so lonely. So, Richard, you run the Ol Pejeta Conservancy in Kenya. What does this particular white rhino look like? How big is he?
So he's a huge animal. He probably weighs somewhere in the region of 5,000 pounds, I think. So, he's a big animal. He's now pretty aged, slightly cantankerous occasionally. He's a very impressive animal, as all of these rhinos are.
Why is he unable or does not want to mate with the white rhino females at your conservation park?
The history of this program is that the northern white rhino went extinct in the wild probably around about 2007. So we hatched a plan with a zoo in the Czech Republic called Dvor Kralovy to bring him and the three other remaining reproductively active animals that were left in the world to Kenya in the hope that in a more natural environment, they could be enticed to breed where they had been unsuccessful in zoo conditions. And they actually showed a lot of mating behavior. Unfortunately, the two females that came out with Sudan didn't get pregnant. So we conducted an examination of them about 3 years later to find through ultrasound that in fact they were infertile, probably as a result of their being held in zoo conditions for a long period without having conceived. So actually what we're left with is an infertile old male and two infertile females, which puts this species right on the brink of extinction, as you might imagine.
That sounds like it would be almost impossible to reverse that trend if they're both infertile.
Well, the only way that we can do it is through what are referred to as artificial reproductive techniques. Now, these are commonly practiced in domestic livestock, such as cattle and sheep and obviously humans. But it's never been done in rhinos before. So the challenge is to perfect the technique for rhinos, then to implement it successfully before the two remaining females die, using semen from Sudan, amongst other males, in the hope that we can create embryos for implantation into southern white rhino female surrogates, hopefully then to give birth to purebred northern white rhino calves. So that's what we're embarking on with a team of experts based around the world. It's a tall order for sure. And even if we are successful in getting one or two calves on the ground, that's not enough to save the species. We'll have to do this many times, and then we'll have to set up a system whereby natural breeding can take place to build up hopefully a viable population of animals that one day could be reintroduced back into the wild.
So all this business with Tinder, it's a great shtick, but obviously female white rhinos don't use Tinder. But what's the goal?
For me, there's two goals here. One is to do what I've just explained in terms of recovering this species. It's going to take an enormous amount of money. We're looking to raise, or we think it will cost, between $9 and $10 million to achieve this. And that's the development of the technology and then the actual implementation of that technology. But the second reason for me is that Sudan has become sort of emblematic of the plight that is facing many thousands of species across the planet. If we can use him as a kind of celebrity, for want of a better word, to raise people's awareness about the impact that we humans are having on the planet, as I've said, to many thousands of other species as we speak, that would be something that is worth our while doing. And if our association with Tinder can help us do that in a fun sort of a way, then, you know, we'll be killing two birds with one stone.
What do you reckon Sudan is doing right now? Like, how does he spend his days?
Sudan is a typical sort of old man. He's a little bit slow to get up in the mornings, but he goes out and grazes when it's still cool. And generally not doing a great deal, but I think he's in a pretty happy state of mind.
Richard Vine runs the Ol Pejeta Conservancy in Kenya. Good luck with this, and thanks for the interview.
Thanks very much.